Love Talk Radio.
It's almost time. You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys can get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to put it down the babies. Put down the pepperoni.
Let's go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Game time! well, family, welcome to another Parents Culture Parent Network. I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and I promise we're going to have another exciting show this evening. Hopefully we'll be able to bring you some information that you wasn't familiar with, or if you're familiar with it, you're just sharpening up your skills. The Parents Culture Parent Network, once again, is all about trying to help parents get a better understanding of the recruiting process and the requirements to chase that athletic scholarship. Hey, parents, we're going to talk about a whole lot of different things, and if you don't have the information, hopefully we can provide it for you. You know, I'm going to try something different here this evening. I'm going to go ahead and open up the chat room and see if I can get something going on here and have some callers pop up in the chat room and run some questions for us. And we're going to go from there. But as always, you know, I can't get my show going without first giving my props to my man, Mr. Keith Wright. Keith Wright, bring in my song for me, sir. Bring it on in. One time. Here we go.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making small cool. That's how I do.
You know what I'm going to come back with? He said he was making smart cool. That's my man Keith Wright, current student at the University of Harvard. That is Keith Wright, current student at the University of Harvard. Been up there for a number of years. I think this is his second or going into his third year. And probably right on pace, right on track, right on time to graduate and run out of there with his diploma. Well, his degree, should I say, excuse me. He is attending Harvard. But that's Keith Wright. And all props due to my man Keith. But this evening, callers, we're going to have another exciting show, just like I said. We're going to have, I initially had two special guests calling in. But one of my guests kind of sort of had to take a back seat for this evening's show. He's been out there on the speaking circuit and kind of overran his voice or overdid it with his voice, and was in no shape to come up on the show this evening. So definitely we will be having him on later on down the line. My man, Mr. Earl Suttle, is my guest, and he has, like I said, he's had some problems with his voice, but that's all right. We'll get him on later on. But guess what? I got something else dynamic for you. I got something for you folks that's going to make you step back and probably slap yourself if you want to, but hopefully you don't slap yourself too hard. But our guest that we're going to have this evening is a lady known as Miss Mac around the speaking world. And trust me, Miss Mac will bring you the energy, the dynamic feeling, the motivation, the drive, the get up and go. And I ain't going to say too much more about it because Miss Mac can say it all for herself. But we definitely going to bring in Miss Mac, and Miss Mac going to talk to us about a few things. But even before I get started and bring in our special guests, perhaps you got to remember, it's very important that you get involved in the scholarship process. It's very important that you get involved in the recruiting process. Why do I say that? Parents, if it's not obvious to you now, something's definitely wrong. Look at all the things that's going on with the young man in Alabama. Look at the things that's going on with the stuff over at USC and all the other different schools. I'm not calling out anybody's name or pointing the finger at any particular body. I'm just saying, have we had some parents that was aware of the system, involved in the system, and knew what was going on? Trust me, we may have been able to avoid these issues, okay? We may have been able to avoid these issues. We'll be getting to my special guest. I see my special guest is already on the line. We'll be getting to my special guest in a minute. But I just wanted to mention a few things, parents. Like I said, we are here for you. The Parents Coaching Parent Network is here for you. As we speak, the Parents Coaching Parent Network is starting to spread out and grow across the country. And when I say across the country, we've already established and made solid contact with other organizations throughout the United States. We got contacts in Ohio. We got contacts in Los Angeles, California. We got contacts in Houston, Texas. We got contacts in Mississippi. We got contacts in Alabama. We got contacts in Florida. So, therefore, the Parent Coaching Parent Network is going to be out there for you, parents, to support you, aid you, guide you, and all the other things necessary to help you get through this recruiting process. And speaking of recruiting process, I got to give some props to my man, Mr. Al Woods, who was on the show last time and talked about his recruiting service out of Ohio. Again, his recruiting service is a free recruiting service, just like a few others that we have in the Parent Coaching Parent Network. But I'm going to give some props to my man, Mr. Al Woods, out of Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, that is, as we run his commercial. All right, Al, it's all on you.
Major Planet College, then Woods Recruiting has the answer for you. Exposure is the key to being recruited. If they don't know about you, then they can't recruit you. Woods Recruiting will develop a college recruiting plan to fit your needs of gaining exposure to college coaches. Since 1989, Woods Recruiting has helped thousands of high school athletes get recruited and placed in college. Visit our website at woodsrecruiting.com. Woodsrecruiting.com. See for yourself.
Welcome.
Okay, that is woodsrecruiting.com, www.woodsrecruiting.com. And we did have Mr. Al Woods on. He talked about his experience and things that he has done for a number of athletes over the years. But we're not going to prolong this thing. I'm going to go ahead and see if our special guest is on the line here today and bring her on up and let her tell us a little bit about herself and see how she's going to motivate you or get you going there. Caller, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Mr. Scott. How are you?
Well, 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 Ms. Mac, how are you? How are you? How are you?
I'm wonderful, and thank you so much for the opportunity to be on the Parents Coaching Parents Network.
No problem, no problem. We love to have folks like you come on the show. We just love it. When you said yes, my heart just blew up. I said, I got Ms. Mac on my show. Talk to me.
I am so glad. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Ms. Mac.
Well, actually, I'm Sandra McDonald. I am from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm born and raised in Atlanta. I have for several years been blessed to operate an agency called Outreach, Inc., and it's an HIV/AIDS and substance abuse agency. And over the years, we've served more than 6,500 clients with array of services, and we've just been blessed to see people get better. But in that context, I've also I've been blessed to be a consultant for the NFL for the last 17 years, and now I'm just so thrilled to be with the NBA as a health consultant. I just finished my first season with the NBA itself, but prior to that, for three seasons, I worked with the NBA D-League, and I've done the top 100 high school camp twice, and so that's just, they're just family to me now. I'm glad to be in that family and glad you're part of it.
We definitely thank you for agreeing to come on, and we hopefully that you're going to be able to share some of that wisdom with us, and we should be able to go from there. Parents, I'm telling you, this here is just you're being cheated. That's all I can say. You're being cheated. If you're not able to see Miss Mac live and in person, you're missing the show of all shows. Okay. I met Miss Mac 2 years ago and at the NBA Players Association Top 100 camp, and I'm sitting there and I'm just said, okay, well, we got another just another presentation. All right, what's going to happen? All right, and I heard this stuff before, but trust me, when I ran out of there, I said, oh no, I got to stay in touch with Miss Mac because Miss Mac done told me some things that I need to go back and check with my son to see, hey, what's going on with this and what's going on with that. I'm telling you, parents, if you haven't had the opportunity to see Miss Mac, if you hear that she's coming in town, trust me, you need to get over there. You need to get there right away. You need to get the first seat, first ticket, in the first row. Okay? That's all I can say. That's all I can say.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Well, Miss Mac, what are you going to share with us this evening? There's some of the things that you're going to share with us this evening. I heard you say that you've been involved with the NFL for over 17 years, and now you're working with the NBA players and also work with a number of D-League players as well as young men in the Top 100 program. So what type of work do you do as a consultant with these different organizations?
Well, actually, when I first started, my goal was to sort of make sure everybody knew and understood what HIV and AIDS was, because that was several years ago when Magic Johnson had just announced, and, you know, there was a lot of misinformation, a lot of doubt, or, you know, should we be in the locker room together and all of that. So I just went first to dismiss some of the myths about how you, in fact, can contract the disease. But in that talk, I knew that several of the young men wanted to know more about sexually transmitted diseases, and that led into, well, what about relationships? And so I think now we are able to talk about an array of things. You know, you as parents are blessed to have students, period, and to have student athletes. Those are two great demanding fields, which is even a greater challenge for both you and your young person. So I'm just glad that you're there and you have the network to support each other. But we have to be very real about what's going on in the world of sex. I think I was shocked initially years ago when I found out that so many younger kids had started engaging in sex, even in middle school, that even middle school young ladies were already pregnant. We just had a report that the Centers for Disease Control published that 3.2 million adolescent females between the ages of 14 and 19 already have contracted their first STD. So you know, if this is the female part of the story, wonder what the numbers look like for males. So our bodies are our temples. We have to teach our young people that. We have to also teach our young people, men and women, that nothing is free. There are no free one-nighters or one-night stands or I hit it and I left. Well, that's not what you want to do today. So getting us as parents more knowledgeable about what's going on. You know, we talked about stuff called rainbow parties. Some parents have never even heard of it. And I was shocked when I found out what that was. And that's a contest where young ladies engage in different color of lipstick and do certain things with young boys, and the young man that has the most lipstick in a certain part of his area at the end of the night is the king. He won for that night. But how demeaning is that? I mean, who does that help? This unprotected sex thing is just out of control, and we've got to pull it back in by giving them the real information and let them know, yes, we're worried about pregnancy, but there's some other things that we also have to be very concerned about, and it's these sexually transmitted diseases.
Okay. And trust me, and Ms. Mack gave it to you on the mild side just then, because if you get the opportunity to see all this and see the presentation that she does, then you'll walk away wondering, running back home trying to find your child to see if your child knows about some of these different things. But we love the idea that you're sharing this information. What brought you into deciding to share this type of information, or what got you started in this field?
Well, Mrs. Scott, I've seen so much young death in AIDS. I started actually 25 years ago when it was AIDS. It wasn't HIV. We didn't have the meds, and so many kids would come in, you know, already with what we called then full-blown AIDS, and, you know, less than 6 months, they were dead. They had lost their lives, and I just thought, oh, my God, you know, we've got to get on the prevention end of this. I mean, it's just too much. It's still too much today. We're still seeing too much HIV infection, and unfortunately, we're seeing it in younger kids. Our new numbers are like 14 to 25 is one of the medium ages. We're seeing young folks come in already HIV positive. Yes, we're doing better. There are meds out there, but it's a lifetime situation, and it's still very deadly. We're still losing too many people to this disease. And I said, well, you know, maybe what I ought to be concentrating on is talking more about the consequences of making decisions to have sex. Okay, you think you're grown. Okay, you think you know what to do, but there's a downside to it, and that the side can lead to disability. It certainly can lead to certainly illness, but now it can lead to death. Is that really worth it? You're at the top of your game. When I talk to an athlete, I said, your body is who you are. That's what you do. You've been blessed to have this skill in this body. Do you really want to tear that down with a one-night stand, or I didn't know she had it, or for young ladies, too, I didn't know he had it? It's just not a chance we want to see our kids take. And I think knowledge is power. The more we can tell them, I think the more they will make better. They'll make good decisions. I trust them. I believe in them. They are our future.
Well, that is so true. And I know that you have the opportunity to talk to the young men on a regular basis, but do you also have the opportunity to get this message out to the young ladies as well?
I do. I actually deal and I have the pleasure of dealing with a lot of professional athletes, but I do talk to many women's groups, and, you know, I do stuff in juvenile. I'll talk to anybody, anywhere, anytime, but yes. And what I'm doing with even the young ladies in my family and those that are close to me is I've started to have these little rap sessions where we just sit down on the floor and talk about situations and why did you make that decision, and if you had to do it again, how could you have done it differently. I also try to explain to them how it was in my generation to be a woman, and how men treated us certainly a little, with just a little more respect, a little more disdain. It wasn't just given that you're going to give me some. There was a process by what we had to be coded and all of that, and I try to return, of course they laugh about it, but I try to return them to that time. I also talk to the young men about what it is to be a man. A man does not take advantage of a woman. A man takes care of a woman, nurtures her, builds a relationship. And so I'm trying to put a little bit of the old school back into the new school so they will understand there's much more than just sex. Let's build some relationships and some friendships before we make the decision to even have sex.
Okay. And I heard you talk about the decisions and the consequences. You know, I think oftentimes our young folks don't realize that, you know. I often tell young folks that them are your life skills. You know, you got your decisions, you have your choices, your decisions, and your consequences. And when you start putting them in proper perspective, then you get a better understanding of what you should be doing and the direction you should be trying to take your life based upon them choices, them decisions, and them consequences.
Yes, I absolutely agree. And, you know, although many of our, you know, athletes, students are young, they still are very smart and maybe have much more knowledge than I certainly had at their age. And so I think if we equip them with what you just said, let's just think about this decision you're getting ready to make and the impact it's not only going to have on you. It's going to have on your family. It's going to have on your team. It's going to have on your school. And it's going to have on all of us that love and know you. So it's not just hurting you. It's hurting everyone who is in your circle. And it's a lot of us pulling for you to, so we don't want any more bad news.
Exactly. And see, I think they don't realize that what you just said, there's a lot of us pulling for them. There's a lot of us and the impact that it has. And, you know, that's one of the things that I was hoping that we would have had Earl on to talk about that impact, talk about that high-risk situation that he often talks about in his workshops and his seminars. And that would have been a nice little tie-in. But hopefully we're going to get this thing going. And,
I hope he gets better.
Best
of the best. Dr. Earl Sowell is it. He is the best of the best of the best. And, I mean, motivation is not even a way to describe him. He gets our adrenaline flowing. So I hope he can come on. If not, maybe we can do it again.
Oh, of course, without a doubt. I didn't get a chance to talk to him earlier today. I got a message from someone in his office that he had been out on the road and had did 3 seminars back-to-back.
Wow.
So as a result, his voice was kind of gone. So I said, okay, hey, if that's the case, we can always reschedule him and catch him at another date. But I know he would have been right in there, and you two together, I don't know what to do with myself after the end of that day. I feel as though I've been charged, re-energized, rejuvenated, all wrapped up in one.
Listen, will you do the same thing for us? The same thing. But talking about now, I've certainly talked a little bit about the sexual part, but we also always have to talk about the use of alcohol, any kind of drugs, anything that's mind-altering, if you're taking too many aspirins, whatever. I'm recently told a group, you're at the top of your game. How much higher do you want to get? There is nothing better than what? NBA, college scholarship, high school grad, high school athlete, what more would you want? Nothing that you're going to put in your body is going to make you any higher than this. This is it. So why drinking and drugging is out of the world for you. You don't even need that. You're already there. You are at the top of your game. What would make you destroy that? Because all those are going to do is give you a temporary feel that's going to bring you down. Why would we do that? I think we have to talk more honestly with them about alcohol, anything, because I think they need to understand that it's just a road to nowhere.
Exactly. And oftentimes I think our young folks miss that opportunity or miss that message. That message comes to them so rarely and from not too many positive people are putting that message out there for them. And as a result, they miss it. You know, they need to hear it more and more and more. You know, hate to say it, but today's culture is part of some of the problems that we're fighting against, you know, because that positive message is not coming out there as much as it should. But that still goes back to what I was just saying. You know, they have to realize that you have your choices, your decisions, and your consequences. I don't push that enough to my sons. Well, I do push that enough to my sons where I hope they understand it, and if they don't get it today, they'll get it tomorrow. One day that light will come on, and they will shine.
Yes, and it's so interesting, and I know that you've heard this over the years, too, and probably experienced it. Isn't it interesting how we remember what our parents have said to us even years and years later? you know, you'll say, God, my mama used to say that, or my daddy used to say that. So it is, we think they're not listening, and maybe they aren't today. But at some point, you're right, it's in their spirit. They will get it, and they will say, dog, that's what daddy was talking about. So it certainly is about, and, you know, they say whatever and pretend they're not listening, but we still have to talk.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to stop talking.
Good for you. We've got to talk.
I'm not going to stop talking. Well, another one of my questions I had for you, what are some of the questions that you normally get from some of the young folks?
That's an excellent one. Believe it or not, on the male side, it is interesting to me that they say, well, you know, Miss Mack, she keeps coming over or she keeps approaching me and, you know, she's just willing to do anything. I mean, she says she loves me and she doesn't even know me. She just knows me from seeing me play ball. And, you know, I'm not trying to hurt her feelings or I'm not trying to, I mean, what did I do? I mean, she's right there. I mean, I came home the other night. She was on the porch waiting for me. I said, you know, you have to respect the fact that women actually rule with their hearts, while men rule with their heads. What do you mean by that? Well, we're emotional, and we probably do feel that we have some kind of love for you, and because of that, we want to be with you. We want to do what you need to do. You're dealing on the top of your head. Well, man, but I like her, but I'm really trying to get with somebody else or already got a girl. And so sometimes you make decisions based on somebody pressuring you because they say they love you. The better, best thing to do is say, I really appreciate that, the emotions you're sharing with me and all that. You're a wonderful young lady. Let's just, you know, see if we can't kick it sometime and, you know, cool out. But I'm already in a relationship or I'm not really, you know, ready to get in that kind of relationship right now. Be very honest so that they will not be expecting that it's going to be what it's not. Because if you are just doing it for sex because she's giving it to you, that's not a good reason to do it. Because I actually tell them that's really could, it's a form of not legal rape, but it's a form of mental rape. Well, what you mean, Ms. Mack? Well, you're raping her self-esteem. You know you don't want to be with her. You don't even really know her. You're just going on and on and on and on. And so I think the more we understand and teach them about relationships and how to manage them, the better they'll make those kind of decisions.
Okay. Like I said, I told you, parents, if you ain't get it, you're going to get it now. Hey, if you didn't get it, you're going to get it now. Well, call us. Once again, if you want to call in, you have a question, you can reach us at 646-929-2416. That's 646-929-2416. We're going to let Ms. Mack take a little break for a second while I run this commercial again and give my man Al Woods another plug for his recruiting service. Al Woods doing a free recruiting service out of Cleveland, Ohio. All right, Al, what you got for us there, sir?
Dreamed of playing in college, then Woods Recruiting has the answer for you. Exposure is the key to being recruited. If they don't know about you, then they can't recruit you. Woods Recruiting will develop a college recruiting plan to fit your needs of gaining exposure to college coaches. Since 1989, Woods Recruiting has helped thousands of high school athletes get recruited and placed in college. Visit our website at woodsrecruiting.com. Woodsrecruiting.com. See for yourself.
Welcome.
Okay, we're back. That's my man Al Woods out of Cleveland, Ohio. And Al was on with me the other day. He talked about his recruiting service. But currently, callers and guests and anybody that's listening on the Internet, if you want to call in, you have a question for Ms. Mack, you can reach us at 646-929-2416. You still with us, Ms. Mack?
I'm still here, man, and pleased to be here. Appreciate it.
No problem. That's my pleasure. My pleasure. You just don't see the smile that's on my face that I have Ms. Mack. I'm going to tell you, you might think I'm joking. I got back to work after we finished up the workshop and the camp. I got back to work, and that's all I've been telling folks. Miss Mack going to be on my show. Miss Mack going to be on my show. I'll tell you, hey, I can have folks call in right now. and I see one young lady that's listening. I know I told her for sure. I recognize the phone number, and I know I told her for sure, hey, Miss Mack's going to be on the show. You need to call in and listen. If you don't know, you need to call in and listen because Miss Mack's definitely going to give you an education. And I'm going to tell you, Ms. Mack, I got you on film, and that's all I'm gonna say. I got you on film. I'm gonna leave it at that. I got you on film when you had the whole crowd turning their head and blushing to carry on. I got you on film. But we're gonna leave it at that and move along. It's like, what do you want to share with us before we try to get this thing closed up a little bit?
Don't stop talking to your children. Talk. Hug. Open your ears. Listen. As much as we talk, we have to listen. Sometimes we just have to shut down and really listen, because if they're wanting to share with us, we have to hear it. Sometimes we don't want to hear what they're going to tell us, but it's better that they share it with us and share it with someone who is not us. So talking and listening, I think, is key to us getting from A to Z.
Okay, and that is the way it goes. We have to talk. We have to communicate. We have to share with our children. We have to be able to open up to them and allow them to open up to us.
Right.
You know, that's one thing that I learned from Earl when he does his listening tests. I don't know if you was ever in the room when he did his listening test.
Right.
He said he's going to give a listening test, and I ain't going to tell the story because I may decide to use that in one of my workshops. But his listening test is an effective listening test, and it catches your attention every time. Those parents that attend the NBA Players Association Top 100 camp that's on the line listening, or you're on the internet listening, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That listening test will get you every time. Parents,
yes.
We have to be able to listen. We have to be effective listeners, and effective listeners will be a key to helping our children reach their success.
Right.
Well, Ms. Mack,
right.
It looks like we have probably about five more minutes of good time.
Okay.
A couple other things that I think I see a couple callers. Callers, if you want to come on and you want to ask Ms. Mack a few questions other than just sitting there listening to us, just press the number one key on your phone, and that will raise your hand, and that will show me that you want to come on and ask a few questions. I think they're just sitting back there listening, Ms. Mack. I think they must be mesmerized. They're mesmerized. They can't reach the finger up to the button.
That's all right. It is all good. I appreciate it, and always available to talk and chat. And one other point that I've learned over the years is I normally tell our student athletes and others that I'm talking to, I'm here to learn. So I'm not trying to pretend I'm in your generation. I'm not. And so I learned more. I'm probably learning more from them than they ever learned from me, because I'm willing to be vulnerable and listen and tell them I do not know. I don't. What is a rainbow party, baby? What are you talking about? Y'all do what? And then I try to listen in a non-judgmental way, so my face won't show my shock, because sometimes they say stuff that's shocking. I go, oh, my Lord. But I try to listen in a non-judgmental way and then give that sort of feedback. Well, wow, really? Is that what they do? Wonder why you make a decision to do that. So I'm learning as I'm talking, and I think that's also real important with our kids, that since we're not in their generation, let's just learn from them. Sometimes they need to teach us because we don't know some of this stuff.
Well, one thing that you just said, Ms. Mack, and I think I need you to say it again, you said something about a non-judgmental way.
Yes, sir.
Give that to us one more time, because parents,
yes, sir,
that's where we make our money.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think we all, you know, have our own perceived ideas, and we were all raised different ways and all that, and some of the things that the kids want to share with us will shock us. And our first response might be, oh, my God, how could you do that? What is the matter with you? But when we go there, that's where they expect us to go. So we need to say, let me not say anything, but say, really? Oh, my goodness, wonder why you'd make that decision. We have to love unconditionally and without judgment, because nothing else works. Nothing else works. When we go in as openly and honestly as we can and listen with our hearts and say then, okay, I'm glad you shared that with me, even if you have to walk away from a minute and sort of digest it and come back, that's much better than berating them or making them feel bad about sharing something real deep with you, because you are their source.
Exactly. And parents, that's where you make your most money. you being the source for your child, you being open for your child, you being there for your child, you being that attentive listener. And I can't say that enough, you know, because you have to be that buffer in between your child and this world up until they're able to deal with all that stuff themselves. You know, I often tell my son, hey, son, I got you covered. Now, you may not be doing the thing that I want you to do at the time, but when you make that decision and it's not in the best interest of everybody and you're making it kind of sort of haphazardly, you know, I'll still tell them, hey, okay, I got you. Don't worry about it. Because no matter what, whether or not it's good, bad, or ugly, or whatever, we're going to look at it, we evaluate it, and then we get back on track thereafter. You know, I'm not going to leave them out there hanging. I'm going to, we make our corrections and we keep on moving. That's the way we do it. That's the way we do it in the Scott household.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yes, ma'am. Without a doubt. That's what we try to do. But parents, I'm telling you, Miss Mack, tell us, how can we get in touch with you if we have some additional questions after the show here?
I'd love to receive emails. That's probably the best. And it's Miss Mack. It's MSMACNBAPA@AOL.com. So it's Miss Mack. All together, NBAPA@AOL.com.
All right. And if you didn't get that, parents, or you didn't take the time to write that down, you can always reach me here at the Parents Culture Parent Network on any given day. Give us a call, or you can reach us at PCPHR@AOL.com. Or, you know, you can always come up on one of the shows and, hey, any one of the shows from this point on, you have a question or something, then you need to reach out to any of our former guests, whether or not it be Ms. Mack or Ms. Mack. I had Greg Turner and Duke on last week as well.
Oh, I know. That was great.
Yes, ma'am. And I had Tawana on the week before that.
Oh, so my goodness.
We've been rocking and rolling. We've been rocking and rolling. So, with you and Dr. Earl would have been on the day, that would have been it. Boy, that would have been the cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory. But that's all right. We're going to make it happen.
We'll definitely make it happen.
Yes, ma'am, without a doubt. But, again, callers, if you want to call in, ask a question, you can reach us at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. And Miss Mack, I always have to play this certain song. I don't know if you was on earlier, and I heard this song that I was playing. I have a young man that he played ball with my son some years ago, and he's currently attending Harvard, playing ball up there at the University of Harvard. And I had him on about 2-3 weeks ago, and he came on, and we was talking about the college experience, him and my son and another young man from the University of Florida. But prior to that, I asked him to write me a little rap song just talking about the college experience. I'm going to let you take a listen to it and give me some feedback on that. Listen to this.
Okay.
Here you go. My man, Keith Wright. Come on, Keith. Talk to us.
The game had people frontin', talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then be ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then, playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge, and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
See, one thing I say every time in that song there, Miss Mac, that last piece that he throws in there when he says,
what?
I'm making smart cool.
Come on now. Oh,
I'm
my
making
goodness.
Smart cool. That's
I
it.
Love
that's it.
Oh, yeah. Listen, that should be all of our theme song. We need to play that for all of our kids. What a great piece.
I play that for every show. I got to open with it, and I got to close with it. And I like to hear when he say, I'm making smart cool.
My
you know?
Goodness. Yes.
That's right. And he will be a graduate from Harvard in a few years. I think he's going into his third or maybe going into third year at Harvard. And he plays basketball as well. So he's juggling the ball on both ends. And he came on the show, and he shared some information with us as far as time management and taking on responsibilities and being independent, you know, up there at the college level. And
bless
I wanted them to share that information with, you know, some of the high school students that was listening, some of the middle school students that was listening. You know, how do they take on their responsibility? How do they handle that time management piece? How do they even develop a time management? How do they handle the difference in high school practice and college practice? So he came on and shared some of that information with us, and I just have to give it to him every time I think about it. And I got to play my song at the beginning and at the end.
You're doing a good job. Thanks for sharing that with all of us and for the world, and kudos to him. Good for him.
Yes, ma'am. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. But we're going to work towards getting you back on again, and hopefully we can catch Earl when he's not out there running up and down the countryside, because you know he's probably the hardest working man on the speaking circuit.
He is. He is. He is. We will. It's just a pleasure to be a part of the show, and my appreciation to you for even having the show and, you know, giving everybody the opportunity to just share. I appreciate you and what you do, and God bless you and your family.
Yes, ma'am. I thank you. I thank you for all that. You know what? I wish we would have caught Earl coming on, because today is his birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
Today is his birthday. So I'm going to joke him the next time he comes on the show. Oh, you didn't want to come on the show because you out celebrating your birthday.
Your birthday. That was it.
You just came off the road. You out celebrating your birthday, so you didn't have time to come on the show. I'm going to let him hear that piece.
I can hear him smiling about that now.
Yeah. he probably had a chance to listen. He probably had a chance to listen. I sent him the link earlier, and hopefully he had a chance to listen. So he's probably laughing right now. that's all right. We will get y'all on again. We got probably about down to our last minute. So in our last minute of air time, Ms. Mac, share something with us that we can close out on.
I just want to end by saying we are the greatest people. God created all of us special, and he blessed us with such great kids. Our children are just angels. Their lives are going to go in wonderful directions, and so we will end up being in their lives and coaching them for the rest of our lives. Don't give up the fight. Don't tire out. Just keep it going. In the long run, you'll see it will turn full circles. If you're a student athlete, keep doing what you're doing. Keep your head up. Get your spiritual life. Know that you are here for a divine purpose. And know that we are a phone call away if you need some help or need to talk. Thank you so much, Mr. Scott. God bless.
Yes, ma'am. Definitely, definitely. And without a doubt, we will be having you back up on the air with us. And I know you'll be able to bring even some more information to the table for the parents. And parents, I hope you had an opportunity to absorb some of this. And I tell you, if you ever get an opportunity to see Ms. Mac in person and get that presentation, I'm going to tell you, you're going to walk away feeling a whole lot better about yourself, because you're going to be so much more educated on what's going on out here in the world. But hey, I thank you for coming on, Ms. Mac.
Thank you.
We love you.
Talk to you soon. We love you too, and talk to you soon.
Yes, ma'am. All right.
Thank
you. That was Ms. Sandra McDonald from Atlanta, a.k.a. Miss Mac. So if you ever want to get in touch with Miss Mac and you didn't get the chance to get her email address, you can always reach us here at the Parents Culture Parent Network. You can email me at pcphr@aol.com, pcphr@aol.com, or catch us on one of our shows. We come up on the air Tuesday at 7 or Thursday at 9 p.m. So on that note, you know I got to hit the button and let Keith close us out so we can go away the right way. Take it away, Keith.
The game had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no